How does it feel like to be an Irish Cup winner 2 years in a row?
Feels amazing, so it does. I mean, great bunch of girls, hard year's work, and it pays off just being here today after a tough 90 minutes, 20 minutes of extra time, and I think about 8 or 9 penalties maybe. So it was just it's an unbelievable result, and we're just couldn't be happier that we've come out on the other side of it as the champions. Like I say, Newry were extremely good competitors, extremely tough competitors, and it was a tough match from start to finish.
What can you say about the bravery of our goalkeeper to continue when she was clearly in distress?
Of course, yeah, unbelievable. I mean, Nicole took quite a heavy challenge near the end, the last few minutes of the 90 minutes, but we were looking to get the subkeeper on to hopefully, we thought Nicole was too injured to carry on, but she wanted to stay on, and she said she was fine to stay on, but came off, pulled off great saves in the penalty shootout like she's done for us many a time before, and definitely without her, you know, it could have been a different story today.
Newry Town's going to be a force in the Premier League next year, aren't they?
Without a doubt, they're an unbelievable team, and they've been a team that everybody in Northern Ireland has been aware of for a number of years. A lot of great young players, great international players, and you know, nothing but respect for the setup they have there and the way they've moved up through the leagues. And to tell you the truth, I mean, we all are delighted and can't wait for them to be in the Premier League, because the higher the standard is of football in the Premier League, the better for the whole country. So we were delighted for them and delighted they've got here today, and again, commiserations for them, because they were a great team, very strong team, and they'll come in next year and they'll definitely put a big challenge up to a lot of teams.
15-year-old playing at left back, what does that say about the character of that young left back?
If anything, we always say in the team, the young ones are actually more confident nearly than the seniors. They're coming from great youth setup, to tell you the truth, and you can see it, the confidence is oozing out of them. They're great team players. They're mixing in with the senior players, the senior internationals, the senior players as well, and they're learning great habits on top of their unbelievable skill. And Lauren Robinson, who actually started today, done an unbelievable game, actually was unlucky not to score near the end. And again, Chloe Orr, who was on the bench, didn't get used today, but for me, she's actually one of the best young talents in Northern Ireland at the minute, without a doubt.
And you scored the first goal, and Kirsty McGuinness the second. She got the player of the match.
Or actually Hutton the second.
Oh, actually Hutton,
yes. Yes, no, I mean, Tetris, you're always glad to get under the end of Sutton. Hutton put great pressure on the goalkeeper. It dropped from me, literally. It would have been harder for me to miss it, to tell the truth. So I was glad it went in. Hutton, again, on those set pieces, was so dangerous today. She could have nearly had a few. And I was so glad that she got a goal in the second half. And again, Kirsty McGuinness, just tormenting defences the whole season along, and her confidence is so high and well deserved to get player of the match. You know, the old girls couldn't be more happy for her.
So that's 2 years in a row, 2 trophies, so it's and a really high league finish this year. So, you know, we're making really great strides here.
We are, definitely. I mean, I think, like you say, the management team that came in last year, with the support of yourself, Andy, the support of Linfield Football Club and our sponsor as well, it everything's in place, you know. So really, the pressure is equally on the girls to now step up to the mark, because we're achieving a professional standard, or as close as we can get to it maybe here in Northern Ireland, and we're all going in the right direction. And I think, you know, we respect everything that's been given to us, and we appreciate all the support that's been given us, so we're happy that we can actually pay back the club, pay back the management team for all the hours of work that they put in.
And we're greedy. We actually want to try and win a third trophy, don't we?
Of course, never satisfied, and that's the way you want to be. You know, sometimes they say it's maybe harder to be at the top, and I'm not saying we're at the top by any means, but we're up there and we're competing now. And I mean, we like that. We like that pressure. We want to be in these cup finals. We want to be at the end of the summer. We want to be coming into September and still having matches. We don't want to be sitting in August with nothing to play for or nothing to win. So we're just glad to be able to compete. And like I say, that'll be another big match, which we'll get today over with, and then we'll get back to the drawing board, because by no means that it will be a big challenge.
Congratulations, enjoy today, and well done on behalf of everyone at Linfield Football Club.
Thank you very much, Andy.